The Kuprianov was en route from Petersburg to Bristol Bay to tender salmon when it ran into trouble at about 3:45 a.m. in an area known as the Fairweather Grounds, about 110 miles northwest of Sitka. Chris Stokler was the pilot of the Air Station Sitka rescue helicopter. He says the Kuprianov was already partially submerged by the time he arrived. The rear deck or port quarter was already awash. The four members of the Kuprianov's crew were in the bow wearing their survival suits. Their life raft was deployed at the stern. Stokler says he instructed the crew to abandon ship.
One guy jumped onto the raft. The others had to swim out to the raft. We put Jason down to the water, and he helped three people get into the raft.
That's Jason Yelvington, the helicopter crew's rescue swimmer. Stokler says the four hoists took about 20 minutes, which is all the time the Kuprianov had left.
Last basket pickup, the boat sank and took the raft with it.
Rescue swimmer Yelvington says in a situation like this, where sinking is imminent, he prefers to do his work in the water rather than on the distressed boat.
Whether it sinks or not, there are just a lot of hazards for them to hit their head, cause bigger injury trying to move around. I've got fins on usually, taking those off to get onto the boat and help them. It's just usually a lot easier of an evolution for us if everybody's in the raft in one area that I can get to and swim them from there.
Yelvington says there was a lot of diesel fuel in the water, and breathing the fumes made the work harder. He appreciated the fact that the crew members of the Kuprianov were all functioning well under trying circumstances. He says it's often not until everyone's safely aboard the helicopter that they're hit by what's just happened.
Not an opportunity for a lot of conversation, so I think they get to go through a lot of the interior stuff that happens kind of on the way back and get a chance to calm down especially. So I think that could be helpful to somebody to kind of reflect on what just happened.
A Good Samaritan vessel, a ship, according to co-pilot Ben Neal, also responded to the Kuprianov's mayday, but notified the Coast Guard that it would have been difficult to recover survivors from the water had that been necessary. Nevertheless, the Good Samaritan would have been useful if something had gone wrong. But Neal says a lot went right, thanks to the advanced preparation of the Kuprianov crew before they set out across the Gulf.
They had actually done a drill the day before where they got their Gumby suits out and inspected their equipment. And that was probably critical in how prepared they were today. They really did have things well organized. They were pretty calm, and they called for help at the right time.
All the survivors and rescue swimmer Yelvington were checked out by medical personnel once they returned to Sitka. Other than their exposure to diesel fumes, all were released without injury. The Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment is investigating the cause of the Kuprianov's flooding. Neal says the vessel had been out of service for roughly 20 years prior to making this voyage. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.